Here is an update on the status of Freedom Flotilla 2. The captain of the U.S. boat to Gaza, the Audacity of Hope, has been released from jail, but his charges have not been dropped. 9 passengers of the Audacity of Hope were arrested and later released on July 3rd. Ken Myers, Carol Murray, Medea Benjamin, Packy Weiland, Ray McGovern, Brad Taylor, Kit Kitteridge, Kathy Kelly, and Linda Durham after protesting in front of the U.S. Embassy. On July 4th, 6 passengers were arrested after protesting in front of the home of the U.S. Ambassador to Greece. Shortly before 6 p.m. on the 4th of July, the Canadian boat, named Tahrir, left its dock in Crete to set sail for Gaza. They got within 4 miles of international waters before Greek special forces stopped them from going any further. The Greek military boarded the Canadian boat, and there are reports that when they asked for the captain, all 30 people on board said, quote, "I am the captain." Greek thugs took command of the boat, and at last report were headed back to be docked. There were reports that all the people on the boat would be arrested, but no confirmation as of broadcast deadline. 2 boats from France, a heavy cargo ship, and a smaller passenger boat have reached international waters in the Mediterranean Sea. They avoided Greek ports and Greek waters. Their positions and intentions are not being publicized for obvious reasons. The Irish boat was sabotaged beyond repair last week, and the Greek boat was also sabotaged, but no reports on their status are available. All other boats that are docked in Greek waters remain under siege, with the Greek Coast Guard doing the work of the Israeli Navy.